Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 112, episode 5 of The Daily Zeitgeist, the season finale. This is a production of iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers and their industries, and fuck Fox News. It's Friday, December 13th, 2019. Happy birthday to my little sister, Caitlin.
Oh.
Happy Friday the 13th to the homie, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack Smelt It. You can see it in his eyes. Jack Dealt It, and he's trying not to smile. He won't stop farting. It'll bring you to your knees. Jack Dealt It. Oh, God, please. Courtesy of Christy, I'm a Gucci man, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
A tuna with lots of cheese from Subway. A tuna with lots of mayo for Miles of Gray. It means I'm worried for the rest of my days. It's a problem, B. All the mercury.
The tuna I gotta.
Woo! Get from Subway. Thank you so much, sir.
Yo, Subway
fucking
needs Exacta. Fucking
crispy
Yamaguchi.
Crispy. I said crispy Yamaguchi, man.
He's crispy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's brown crispy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented one of the very faces on Mount Zeitmore. She is Lacey Mosley.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Yes, I'm happy
so
to be
good
here.
To have you back in studio, Lacey.
Yes, the studio is lit today.
I
was
know.
A lot going on.
It's a lot
of power moves only through this studio.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And inadvertently injuring animals.
Yes, I know. Miles took out a dog.
It was on accident.
On the
I opened
way
the
into
door.
The studio.
Did not realize a dog was beneath me.
It's okay, Miles. That's how you had to get into
door.
That's how you got to get into the Illuminati, the podcast.
Ace Biscuits.
Like, you got to fuck this puppy.
So, producer Anna Hosni's beautiful dog is now walking with a limp. But we'll get to the bottom.
I'm starting
of
to GoFundMe
right.
for her dog, y'all.
No, but be careful of that GoFundMe.
The proceeds will definitely go to her dog. Yeah.
But first, the thing is, I have to take the money out from PayPal and put it in my PayPal first. That
and
way,
it's,
I know
it's taxes and fees associated right. with it.
It's also a charitable tax, right.
Lacey, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. You guys, it is official. Mayor Pete has secured the black vote.
Y'all saw the pic, the epic picture.
He's in, man. He gets
sat
it.
Next to Lizzo.
I get it, guys. I get it. I am 100%.
Well, hold on. Don't even go there.
I was just going to say I'm 100% about to take you guys through other stories.
See, I got worried.
Trump found out about Greta getting the Person of the Year, and he was not too pleased. We're going to talk about the Tennessee State House. We're going to talk about Bloomberg thinking that he can win California. All he has to do is just tell us.
That he's going to win California?
He's got to just tell us about his reasonable positions.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like he's like talking shit like he's about to beat us up. Like he's like,
that's what you took from it?
Yeah. He's like, Californians are reasonable people. So all I got to do is talk to them.
Right.
You know, like that's mafia shit. We're going to talk about the squad, except white women, the white woman squad. We're going to talk about Weinstein's appearance at court doing a cartoonish, like, feel sorry for me act. We're going to talk about the Aladdin spinoff that no one asked for, live action Aladdin spinoff.
Oh, boy.
If you can guess what character they decided to spin a movie off of.
The genie, obviously.
Right. Yeah, that's what you would think, right?
Yeah.
But first, Lacey, we like to ask our guests, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay, and my search history is the movie Acrimony. It's a Tyler Perry movie, and it's very, very bad.
Okay.
And I recommend that everybody watch it.
When did it come out?
It came out in 2018, and it actually came out in movie theaters. And I think, you know, we spend so much time, like, talking about, you know, prolific cinema and things that are, you know, titillating and interesting in film. But, like, there's something wonderful about watching a movie that you know is bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's going to be bad. The editing is going to be, you know.
Wow, editing. You're coming for the editing?
I'm coming for everything. It's one of, like, literally there's, like, four scenes in this movie that are shot on a green screen. Where they're walking and then nothing's moving in the back, and it's like a boat and somebody in the boat, but the boat don't
move. Are they doing like fake walking, like
they're
just lifting your feet
walking.
Or not even on a treadmill to get
they're
the motion
doing
right
fake
really
walking.
I'm watching this
has Taraji P. Henson, like,
yes,
that's the star of the movie.
It was the first time that Taraji P. Henson like got paid like over $500,000, and she was nominated for an Oscar, so Tyler Perry like gave her the bag.
Damn.
He said he wrote this movie I think in like a week or something like that, but and
made
it shows
it, in a week. Yeah.
It shows the movie makes no sense. The plot points make no sense. There's a point where Taraji, I won't spoil anything, but she ends up on a boat, but you don't know how she got on the boat. And it is very funny.
Just confusing?
No, it's just, so it's like she's very far away at a house, and then these people get on a boat and leave, and the boat has sailed off there in the middle of the ocean, and then all of a sudden, Taraji on the boat.
Huh.
It's just like, if
where
you want to
stream it.
I hope that you can stream it on Netflix. I don't know if you can.
You know what?
I'll
give Tyler Perry some iTunes money.
But guys,
oh, it's Lionsgate. Do you have the Lionsgate app?
Is
Lionsgate
that an app?
Streaming app?
Stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
don't
good.
Give
it
them
could
any
be.
Ideas.
Yeah, that's probably where we're headed.
But no, it's a. I think that people should spend more time enjoying watching B movies. You know what I mean? Get on Netflix, watch some of those B movies.
Damn, this write up from I'm assuming not a person of color in Variety magazine. Kind of sums it up as a ludicrously scattershot drama in which overwrought feminine rage, Diary of a Madwoman craziness, and inept filmmaking are all but inseparable.
The movie cost, I think, $7 million. No, let me see. What?
It says 20.
$20 million. It made 46.
Boom.
I'm so shocked that it cost $20 million. I'm sure most of that was Taraji's salary.
Are you doing the books for them? Is that why? Like, oh, yeah, this is going to cost. That scene where they're walking statically in front of a green screen.
In front of a green screen? Yeah, that's going to cost $12 million.
Okay, one can of Chroma Key green paint. That's about 42 grand
I'm
right
painting
there.
The green screen. Yeah. I'm not even
labor.
Buying one.
Yeah. Looks like
I'm charging
money,
my labor.
Looks like a lot of the money went into the movie poster, because the movie poster makes me want to watch this movie.
Yeah, no.
It's Taraji P. Henson with her legs crossed, sitting in a chair, just like giving you
If you ever want to watch just like such a bad movie.
No, I'm watching. This is, I'm
it
in.
Is Chef's Kiss horrible movie.
Chef's Kiss horrible. What is something you think is underrated?
Something I think is underrated right now is weighted blankets.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys have one.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, my God. Get a weighted blanket. Mm-hmm. Give it to your loved ones for Christmas. Lug it. Lug it to them.
It is
very heavy.
It is a heavy product.
Mine is made of sand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm a single woman, and it just feels like a man is laying on top of me every night.
Yeah.
But the perfect kind of man. The one that when
made
you get
of
up.
Sand.
Mr.
A man
Sandman.
Made of sand. Yeah. Listen, a man made of sand will never hurt you.
Exactly.
Never lie or cheat on you.
I just got that tatted.
And when you're tired of that man of sand, you just take him
toss
off
him away. Mm-hmm.
And you get up and you go about your day. And you
we're
know what?
Disregarding Spider-Man 3 if we're saying a man made. Sorry.
Oh, who was that character?
Sandman.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Good.
When he got caught, he was just like, look, I'm going to go on the right path. I'll just make weighted blankets.
Well, this is like Sandman's docile cousin.
Yeah.
Right.
I love a weighted blanket because I was just talking to somebody a few days ago about this, how my first introduction even to the concept was getting a dental x-ray. And when you put that lead vest on.
The
that
lead heavy, vest inspired
yeah, like,
you.
I was like, I was weird. I was like, you know, even though I do not like the weird film strip I'm chewing on and they're going to blast the side of my head with x-rays.
Yeah.
The vest, I was like,
this
part's
cool. That is such
cool.
a strange sensation. That like big piece of plastic that's like
they shove in your mouth.
Cutting up your cheek. Yeah.
Like bite down.
And they never try to make it more comfortable.
Yeah,
I fucking hate dentists. I'm sorry if you're a dentist out there, but it just feels like they just let anybody get in your mouth.
Yeah.
I've had so many bad dentists.
Have you had a dentist?
That I thought about going into dentistry.
Have you had a dentist yet that lets you watch like DVDs?
That's every dentist, no?
I feel like that's every dentist now. Like, you have the iPad and you can just watch movies.
Yeah.
I was like, why did it take so long for them to figure this out?
Well, I remember the evolution. Shout out to Dr. Don Kobashigawa. Don Kobashigawa.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You guys have seen Miles' teeth.
Yeah.
They're
all fucked up.
This is good.
No, the
sponsored
thing,
content.
He was saying that, or not, he was saying, it's. I remember in the 80s, he used to have a Walkman that you could listen to. And then it turned
it was
into
all
a CD
children
player.
Screaming and drills.
No, it was like radio, so I was just listening to like Kiss or Power.
Okay, so he was ahead of the game.
Yeah, back then in the 80s, and then it turned into a CD player.
Okay, then he had a Zune.
Yep, no, literally. Or it was like the Rio Roxy
right,
MP3 player that looked like a CD player.
Yeah.
And then the chunky ass DVD player that had the fucking player built into the screen.
Right.
And then now I haven't been in the last couple of years, but I'm assuming. Now, when I was there, they had mounted TVs that you could just slide right in front of your face.
That's right.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Now, my dentist just be talking to me.
Which
I'm like,
in your mouth?
This don't make no sense. Like, I can't talk back. He'd be like, so how's work? I'm like,
right.
It's like, loved you, Florida girls.
Right.
Suction, please.
Literally, while he's sucking out of my mouth. No, I've had some really, really bad dentists.
Jamie Loftus always talks about her Groupon dentist that sneezed in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know that there's people doing dentistry at home?
What do you mean?
Like
home birthing, but for dentistry?
No, I saw on Facebook that people was like, I do braces.
Like, I do braids?
I do.
Usually is what you're used to. Yeah. I do braids. Now
no,
it's,
there's
I do
a
braces.
Woman. I'll find the pictures, but
with
she was,
like,
there's
unbent
several.
Paper clips?
No, like, they're buying the brackets off the dark web, honey, and doing braces at
I
the crib.
Do braces.
I do braces.
Wow.
Let me see some discounts, though.
Yeah.
What are the price points? Break it down.
Yeah, you got to be able to take a huge risk if you just go into somebody's crib.
I'm looking up, and this dentist looks a lot like you, Lacey.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. I went to dental school.
Okay.
I walked in the building.
Uh-huh. I went there.
What is something you think is
you
overrated?
Overrated? Okay. I'm gonna get slammed for this one. I don't know if anybody said this yet, but A Marriage Story.
Oh, nobody has said it yet on this show. I think the internet has said it. Once
I
or twice.
Watched it. Unlike when I talked about The Joker and I had not watched it. I still haven't watched The Joker and I never will. Mm. But I did watch A Marriage Story. And I think what everyone is finding so dynamic about it is that it shot like a play. And I'm like, people been doing plays forever.
Right.
Some might say even before films.
You know, some would say. Yeah. Some would say before films.
I would wager to say that.
Because there's like scenes where it's like 6 minutes long and it's like uninterrupted or like Steadicam shots. And it's like, you know, they're walking around and they're going in the bathroom, but they're not filming in the bathroom and they're coming out. And it's a play.
Right.
It's like if you shot a play with a camera. Mm. And I mean, that's
some call
exciting.
That a movie.
but like no edit, you know what I mean, not the cutaways, just a lot of long cuts basically. And I'm not gonna take anything away. I mean, Adam Driver is the sexiest ugly man I've ever seen, and I'll take nothing away from him. He is a fantastic actor. And I thought, you know, ScarJo, you know, she brought her Mother Willow essence to this role.
What has everybody so... I know it's being talked about. I have no interest in seeing it, but I know many people are... Is it just because of the two of them? They like Adam Driver? It's the style, it's shot, it's the story?
I think it's falling into what I told y'all was my favorite drama, which is rich white people being sad.
Right. Mm.
And did you see it?
Yes. And it is very much in the wheelhouse of rich white people being
sad. Okay, so if you get off to Succession, you'll like this movie too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this tweet that was criticizing it.
But. It's literally like, oh, this rich actor who owns a theater company, his wife who was like going to be a big star, but then she had went to be with him, and then they decide to get a divorce, and then obviously the divorce get ugly. Nothing is new. Nothing is surprising.
Right.
You will not be shocked. There's no twist. There's no turn.
Right.
I guess it is a slice of life, but it's a slice of life that I've seen so many times before.
Right.
So this person on Twitter... racially diverse is their Twitter handle.
Just so you know.
At Sharia Prelaw tweeted, knowing that Marriage Story is about the director's own divorce makes it so much funnier that the plot is that Adam Driver is getting divorced because he's too successful and interesting to be a good husband. Which it is like a biographical movie about a divorce, right?
Yeah, and that's literally what it is.
I mean, then there's a lot of people who are shitting all over that scene where they're like taking it to 11 on... scale 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah. There's a scene, you can see it on Twitter, where they're in a house and they're having very much like an acting class style argument.
Right.
Where it's like, we just arguing, we're not doing anything else. When you got your line, I'm waiting for you to finish.
Right.
And, you know, Charlize doing her, or not Charlize, excuse me, but I will not disrespect Charlize Theron like that. She is a queen. But, you know, ScarJo doing her neck acting.
Uh-huh.
You know, you look at her neck when she acts, she'd be bulging
like
it and flexing it.
Mm-hmm, like a bullfrog? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna turn this on a little bit so you can hear it.
You hated me. You fucked somebody we worked with.
You stopped having sex with me in the last year.
It's that for 2.5 minutes of them just yelling at each other.
Oh, that
just,
really, you described it perfectly, like an acting class scene.
That's what everybody's like. Right, if you've ever been to an acting class, this is like,
and everyone's like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm like, now y'all know every scam acting class in Hollywood is doing this damn scene.
If you've seen Barry, you already know what time it is.
Honey.
You can, way you can learn enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but also I'm just like, this is what happens when you suppress diversity. Like, black people only get to do movies about, like, our movies that are critically acclaimed are either us being horrible, terrible people, we gotta be slanging drugs.
Or surviving the most awful treatment.
Or we gotta be slaves.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's what I said about Lupita Nyong'o getting snubbed by Golden Globes. Like, her performance in Us just wasn't transformative enough, because by the end she was still black.
Right.
She should have became a white lady.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So. Well, yeah, when you got the old folks home voting on new movies and shows, things get lost.
I've always said that about Denzel's Oscar. He never won until he played like somebody who was like on drugs, killing people.
Yeah, Training Day.
Yeah.
And Halle Berry, she had to make me feel good.
Oh, he won for Training Day?
He won for Training Day. He got nominated for Malcolm X,
yeah.
But then lost to Al Pacino.
Did he also get nominated for the one where he was the coked out pilot?
He did get nominated.
Nom,
he didn't win.
Nom nom.
But here's the thing, though. Right. As a black, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be able to play the, you know, I like to tell people I'm black. I'm not saying we shouldn't be able to play those, you know, the crackhead or the ratchet person. Like, I'm a very ratchet character on Florida Girls, and I love it. It's very fun. All I'm saying is that I'm tired of, like, everything having to be in the white gaze when it comes to, like, critically acclaimed movies.
Sure. Yes.
Like, slice of life, you know, things. But also, this movie, Marriage Story, very boring.
Mm-hmm. Say, watch Acrimony instead. Watch Acrimony instead.
Yeah, watch Acrimony instead.
Look, Acrimony knows it's bad, and it makes no qualms about
it. Is it about a divorce?
Yes, actually.
So there you go. Watch Acrimony instead of
New
Marriage
campaign.
Story.
New Acrimony campaign. Over Marriage Story.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true that you know to be false?
Okay, I know y'all are all probably tired of talking about this, but I'm mad about this still, and I'm petty. So
Peloton commercial?
No, not the Peloton commercial, even though that shit was hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my God. That poor woman.
She's getting her shine, though. She's on the Today Show.
You talk about a commercial actor coming up, yeah. Honey. Hopefully she can parlay that into some speaking roles. So
might be some U5 work in the beginning.
You know? Listen. Hey, she might start like skyrocketing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, myth. Plastic straws are really, like, banning them is really, like, helping the environment.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, so it is helping in a small way, but here are five things that are worse than plastic straws for the environment.
Oh, okay, this is how you're hitting this. Okay.
Okay. Balloons. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are y'all doing them ceremonies where you send the balloons up to the heavens and stuff? Stop doing that shit. Also, just stop having balloons.
Well, we're also running out of helium.
We are. Yeah. So it's like double fold, and it's plastic. Yeah. Like, balloons is trash. Plastic bags. Like, California has done this, like, we're trying to ban plastic bags, which is trash because I be having to leave Walgreens with, like, 35 items in my hands, looking like I stole the shit. But plastic bags are doing way more harm to the planet than plastic straws. And they don't, you know, they're not biodegradable. They're filling up the oceans and the landfills. Cigarette butts. Yeah, 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 yeah. So if you out there, you're not sucking on that plastic straw, but you sucking on that Philip Morris, you're ruining the planet. Fishing gear. I'm talking to you, Long John Silver.
like fishing line and stuff?
It's like big fishing commercial nets. Fishing.
Oh,
like,
sure, yeah.
They wilding out there. Ain't nobody in the ocean looking at them. And maritime law is chill as fuck. They just out there throwing everything in the ocean.
Yeah, maritime law is sort of like, well, if we catch them, I guess we can do something.
That's why you put casinos on water.
So much of the shit that is like bad and like the bad litter in the ocean is a lot of fishing line. That's right.
And plastic bottles. Obviously, we all knew that one.
Right.
But so, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
like I'm just polyethylene like, bottles.
Right.
Yeah. Pet bottles, as we call them in Japan.
Yeah. So I'm like, look, I get it. Plastic straws are bad, but like, can we start aggressively banning the stuff that's actually hurting the planet more than plastic straws?
What are you, some kind of revolutionary?
Either that or come up with a better alternative to plastic straws than the paper
ones. I had a bamboo
one
recently.
Bamboo is good.
That one was pretty good.
But like, start using those. Don't get, like, the paper ones should just not exist.
But it's also a classist thing because it's like, what if you're a small mom and pop and you can't afford that sexy bamboo? And that bamboo is good. Great mouthfeel.
Bamboo works, yeah.
Great mouthfeel. And then you start chewing on it at the end.
So
the fibrousness. Fibrosity.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Mayor Pete appeared on one of the morning shows.
I think CBS This Morning.
CBS This Morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning.
It was something else. He, the dynamic power duo of Pete Buttigieg and Lizzo, they did this. Okay, so in the beginning, Gayle King is trying to really create a fun little promo, and just listen to this glorious interaction between two, just the greatest minds of this year.
Mr. Mayor, what are three words that would best describe you?
Standing near Lizzo right now.
That's five words.
Lizzo, very good. What are great three name. Things that would best describe you?
Glamorous, talented, and bootyful.
As we all learned recently.
Mr. Mayor, have you had any DNA tests lately?
Yes, and I am 100% that nominee to lead the way to the future.
I was a little nervous.
Where is he going with that?
Going with that?
We got a lot to discuss. This has never happened before.
He said he was 100% that what?
That nominee to take the country for or lead the country
for. But he did swallow the punchline because he was like, this feels very uncomfortable to me. Quoting these, I'm 100% that nominee.
He's like, I don't like those improv lobs to me. Right. Don't just set me up like that. I'm not.
Just 100% the next president. That would have been actually kind of cute, even though.
Well, when you have no swag, you just have to be like, quite literally, 100% the next Democratic nominee who will actually get through the primary process and then move on to the general election in which he will defeat Donald Trump in the general.
Pete, you're still talking. You're still talking, Pete.
100%.
And then they issued a picture of Pete next to Lizzo.
It's from his Instagram.
It's from his Instagram. He's smiling. He really looks like the dude on the cover of Mad Magazine.
But she is making it clear, I'm not sponsored.
Oh,
I don't endorse
this.
She's
not into it. She is not into it. And then I have another picture of them where Gail is in it, and she all the way on the opposite side of Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
I think they didn't want him to stand next to her because she's so tall in stature.
Oh, he would.
They probably wanted to
small.
Save him to be like, he'll look tiny, and then like one-dimensional misogynistic voters will be like, can't vote a tiny man.
Is she 6 feet tall?
I don't know how tall Lizzo is. I mean,
no,
she's probably working heels.
She's probably like in heels and all types of stuff. I mean, also though, like even if Lizzo did endorse 5'10". Mayor Pete,
5'10". Yeah, she's 5'10". He makes her look like she's like 6'3".
Right.
He's Mr. Tumnus.
Yes.
But even if Lizzo did endorse Mayor Pete, that wouldn't be the black vote.
No.
Lizzo doesn't represent the black vote.
Like that's that kind of a controversy, right? Or not a controversy, but people say that it's like.
I really do like Lizzo. Is she like for, 30-year-old white soccer moms? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I love her music, but that's not quintessentially like we would call like,
somebody who's in the struggle.
or even just like in the culture.
Yeah.
She around the culture, but she not, Megan Thee Stallion is in the culture.
Right. But Pete Buttigieg has never heard of Megan Thee Stallion.
And Young Miami.
I want a picture of Pete Buttigieg with Young Miami. Megan Thee Stallion. And
Trina.
I want him to be holding $50,000 in money out to his ears.
Did you see his campaign's remake of the DaBaby music video?
No,
he's fucking around.
I'm just joking.
Oh, I was about to say, please, I believed you.
It's him
though.
With Jabberwockies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need Mayor Pete to sit down because he literally is polling 0% with black people and it is going to stay that way in perpetuity.
But
we
he's stealing all of
like
Elizabeth
you.
Warren's voters.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
He's going to do well in those early states of
he'll
Iowa
do something,
and
but
New Hampshire.
It's still Joe Biden's race. Like that's
which
really,
is crazy.
His time is he's not moving. He's fixed.
Liberals don't understand that by voting for Joe Biden, we're essentially doing what racists did with Trump. We're just being like any old white man will do.
Mm-hmm. I think so many people are just overly focused on that it has to be ending Trump.
Yeah.
But they're not really realizing, this is the thing that I liked about what Kamala Harris was saying towards the end of her campaign, is that justice is on the ballot. That
right.
It's not simply about defeating him. Like, we are at a crossroads as a country where we need to start doing the right thing. And Joe Biden has indicated he has no interest in doing anything substantive to create more equality or a more equitable economic system for anybody. So
right. I actually talked to Kamala Harris the week before she dropped out the race.
I know, we know. You put the curse on her, huh?
No, don't say that, because everybody was saying that.
I know, they're like, what'd you say to her?
When she dropped out the race, literally people were tweeting me and adding me on Instagram and were like, what did you do, Lacey? I was like, I ain't doing nothing to that lady.
No.
Your post was very like, you were like, I listened to her. I will look more into this.
Yeah, it was very tepid. Yeah. Just because of her prosecutorial record is just so trash.
Sure.
And like she won't talk about it. I think if she had gotten in front of it instead of trying to act like we were going to forget. Like, we weren't going to forget, sis.
She just tried to have it both ways.
Even right, Michael Bloomberg clumsily apologized for stop and frisk.
Right.
Right.
Although
it
ended up looking real stupid.
Michael
maybe he should shut up.
Sit your ass down.
Well, he's, man, with his full, you're starting to see him, what, he's like at 5% now? Like,
who?
Legitimately, Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's in there.
All those fucking ads. You just see the power of just reinforcing a message over TV.
Yep. That'll do it. All right. Let's talk about the current president. Because he was not pleased that he did not get that Time Magazine Person of the Year award.
What a fucking baby.
Greta, a child, got it instead.
A 16-year-old.
And he just started sniping at her.
He's 73.
Yes,
73.
He's 73. He's the president of the United States of America.
Yes.
His wife has a no bullying children campaign.
And
going.
That's what he mm-hmm. does, is bully everybody.
Oh, well, and also, when you think, she was born 1 year before The Apprentice started.
Right.
Like, just even in the timeline of his life, how young this person is, who's, you know, out here really making it a cause for her to make action around climate change like a real campaign. So, yeah, naturally, they're like, hey, kudos to you, Greta.
Right.
And then he's out here retweeting, like, someone with the cover who tweeted about the cover saying, so ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management. It's capitalized like a proper noun.
Right.
Okay. Her anger management problem. They go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta. Chill.
Wait, was that a sponsored post from the movie
Anger Management? Yeah, with Adam Sandler.
Because he capitalized anger management and then
said go to a
and
movie.
Then go to a movie. An old-fashioned movie.
Shout out to Adam.
Yeah.
Getting that coin.
Yeah.
I also hate that this is such a dog whistle for women. Like, anytime a woman wants to speak up about something,
right.
she's angry.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, this is a baby. This girl is 16 years old. You are an old, nasty
and
man.
He's already threatened by her anger. He's already scared of her.
Well, it all goes back because he first started, like, taking shots at her when she addressed the UN.
Right.
And was very direct about how, like, y'all are just patting yourselves on the back, acting like you're doing something, and you are not. It's all still in service of these massive industries.
Right. Her freedom to speak her mind to the UN probably, like, makes him so jealous.
That means she's so angry and she's out of control.
Right.
Yes. And then her response was, she changed her Twitter bio to, a teenager working on her anger management problem, currently chilling and watching a good old-fashioned movie with a friend.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, that's her Twitter bio.
I love it. I love the petty. I stand a petty queen.
Mm-hmm.
The sad part is that there's really nothing that Donald Trump really might as well just go shoot somebody on Fifth Ave at this
yeah.
point.
Right.
Because we're going to let him get away with
pay
it.
Pay it off, yeah.
It's
Popov, or not Popov's gun. Whose gun is it? Popov is cheap vodka.
Yeah. And Popov is from Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Oh, yes. I love
Popov.
Anyways,
yeah.
That Russian writer's gun he introduced at the beginning of his Chekhov. It's like Chekhov's gun. He introduced it at the beginning of his presidency. He might as well do it. Might as well go out there,
insane.
Shoot somebody,
he's
prove
out here
that he can
children.
Get away with it.
And also, in what world did he think that he was going to be person of the year?
Because he was once.
He was. I mean, he,
but
to
it
be
wasn't
honest,
for a good
No, but he's still, in his mind,
reason.
It's a
right.
cover.
It's but it's also not an honor always. Like,
yeah,
sometimes
that's what
it's
I'm saying.
Just
sometimes
like
it's bad.
Sometimes
it's, like
it's Hitler,
man.
Sometimes
yeah.
it's Stalin.
Yeah.
Like some and it was him 1 year because he I mean, to be honest, like he always dominates the fucking news cycle because that's just like he's hacked the matrix of our current existence.
I love that he's like, all press is good press. He was like, I don't care if I'm
yeah.
boogeyman of the year.
Exactly.
I just want to be on Time
yeah.
magazine.
I'm on the cover of Straight Trizash magazine.
Right. Let's talk about the Tennessee State House.
Yeah.
Because they have a bust of one Nathaniel Bedford Forrest.
If you remember Forrest Gump.
Yes.
He's named after this man, Nathaniel Bedford Forrest. And then he's like, and then he started the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. Which is a club.
Yeah. Sick ass club for sick ass people. So yeah, in the State House, it's been really contested. They're like, we need to actually, like, why do we have this in the State House?
Right.
We should remove it because only in 2019, I guess, they're realizing whose bust is in the State House. And a lot of people were criticizing this Republican in the state legislature. His name's Representative Jeremy Faison. He was saying, like, yeah, I think maybe we should move it. And a lot of people he was saying, I fundamentally reject any notion by someone saying that moving him to the museum is trying to whitewash history. Because a lot of people were saying, like, why would you move this out of the State House? It should stay here. You're trying to change history. And he says, if we want to preserve history, then let's tell it the right way. Right now, there are 8 alcoves in the Capitol. 7 are filled with white men. How about getting a lady in there? And then this is where it starts getting interesting.
Oh, God.
My daughter is 16, and I would love for her to come into the Capitol and see a lady up there. What's wrong with Ann Dallas Dudley getting in that alcove? And then also say he was a women's suffrage activist from Nashville. And then what's wrong with someone like Dolly Parton being put in the alcove?
Okay.
And many people are like, okay, you know what? That's actually a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Anybody but the founder of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And who hates Dolly Parton?
Yeah, that's true. Dollywood.
Wait, Faison is a Republican?
Yeah.
Tennessee Republican.
And you know what happened, right?
How did he get this idea?
Okay, woke, sir. What happened? You know how he came to this realization? by talking to a black lawmaker.
What?
G.A. Hardaway, an African-American lawmaker from Memphis, asked Faison if he had ever read any of Forrest's own writings about his ideology. The East Tennessee Republican began a process of understanding what he describes as the pain of Forrest's legacy.
Mm. So,
and now he believes it should be removed.
I mean, what if other Republicans were just like, oh, shit, I had never even thought about that, man.
That ignorant? They're
yeah,
like,
they're just like, oh, hell. I didn't even think about it.
What could he have read, right?
Right.
Unless you really think the Ku Klux
Klan
is
a... dude's own words. That's what he was right, like, right, right. Have you read his shit?
But you should be like, do you know what the Klan is?
Right.
You know, I don't think you need to read the words to know right. what the Klan is.
Yeah, the Klan is a very popular reputation. They right. got strong branding.
They were kind of like the first Jabberwockies.
Uniform.
God. They took their whole swag.
Listen,
from
they got uniforms.
Uniforms, yeah. You don't know who's who.
They got symbolism, yeah. You know, the burning cross.
It's, mm-hmm. That's what to think. I'm also curious, in the most sincere version, right, I'd like to think that he goes to a library, opens the book, and there's a scene where his jaw just drops.
Right.
And he's like, what?
What if that's all
oh my
it took?
God.
They just were just like,
no,
oh,
it's
shit.
Just disingenuous. No, but like,
yeah.
You think this dude's being disingenuous?
Of course. How could you, like, logically, Jack? You would you would have to presuppose that you have no idea what the Ku Klux Klan stands for.
Right. But I'm just,
if you don't, if that,
what is his end game? I guess I'm wondering, like, if he's now pretending like he just found out about this shit,
because that way you can absolve yourself from making all the poor decisions that you made beforehand. That's like asking right. any black person in America, like, do you know who Martin Luther King is? I mean, you'd be like, who? Martin
right.
Luther
he did what?
Right. The king?
Martin Luther King from
was he an actual king? What? Like, you knew, bruh. Like, everybody knows about the Klan.
So
they have great advertisement. Right. Their marketing right. is, like, impeccable.
I guess I'm just so surprised that someone who's still an active politician, Republican, Tennessee, is
well, it's
admitting this shit.
Quite literally the bare minimum.
The
you
very,
could do.
Very
right.
minimum.
And
yeah.
then also acting like it was a process that you had to research to come to the conclusion that Klan bad.
Right.
Klan okay. bad. Like, look, I went
Dolly
on their website.
Good.
Wait, hold on. Klan bad?
Wait a second.
Okay, there were a few murders, but those could have been individuals.
Yeah.
And then and, okay, as I looked into it more.
I think Watchmen gave him a bad rap.
Yeah. He just watched Watchmen for the first
yeah,
time. He's like, wait a second.
Y'all ain't see the Klan in the soup kitchen?
Yeah.
Although I do think Watchmen probably woke some people up with that first episode about Tulsa.
Oh,
oh for
oh, yeah.
sure.
Some people like that. Wait, that was real.
That happened?
Yeah. Everybody think black people made that up.
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy how much black history white people have convinced us that we made up.
Yeah, like, yeah or is complete just erased.
Hollywood
right.
is
like, well,
fucking
we're not teaching
up if
to
they
anything.
Don't make that an entire movie in the next like couple years, because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just more document, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, whatever
raise
the
awareness.
Fuck you got to do.
Learn about
but
our
that was, yeah.
sordid history.
But I do like to think about this man like going on the Klan website.
like with his glasses half on, like finger, like hunting
right.
picking style on the keyboard. Like,
right.
Oh,
what does
the
Klan, does the Klan have a website?
Yes, they do. I've been on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like huh. your image has been on the website?
Yes, I have. They're like for
they're actually big
ticket.
Fans. Big fans of Scam Goddess.
They're like, hey, Scam Goddess, yeah. check this
they
one
were
out.
Like, we'll let this one Negro live.
We love her sense of humor.
Let's talk about Bloomberg. You guys are all voting for him, right? We can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
On.
I love
I'm voting for her to be shot to the moon. So Mike Bloomberg made it clear he's not really focused on a lot of the early states that are, that
right.
have their primaries.
He's got his eyes on the prize, the biggins.
So yeah, so he's thinking California, where what, like Bernie, I think, is like getting
yeah, Bernie
polling
is leading.
Astronomically.
Yes.
Yeah.
He believes that his like near antithetical political ideology
right.
will resonate with the voters of this state.
The man did stop and frisk.
Yeah.
No, and so coming to Cali.
When he gets there, he's you know, barnstorming, doing his thing. He says, why do I think California would vote for somebody like me? Because Californians understand nothing simple.
Huh.
You have to have real solutions, and you have to have evolutionary rather than revolutionary change.
Ooh.
This is a great state. It's got a great economy. It doesn't want to throw away what it has. It just wants to make it more available to more people. There's no reason why I can't explain to people what I want to do.
He actually just made the case for why he absolutely should not be in California.
Right.
How? Because
things are too good already.
Revolutionary. Yeah. That's what we do is revolutionize. We legalize weed. We ban plastic bags. Like, we are revolutionary.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah. I mean, there's few states that, like, sort of, when we make laws that helps the rest of the country sort of move forward a bit.
Right.
But I think with him, this idea, it's the whole evolutionary rather than revolutionary thing of just saying, like, it's just a light version being like, not too much change.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't want to fully go from tadpole to full grown frog.
And we're fully the most radical probably of all 50 states when it comes to change. Right. Maybe he's thinking of California when he's going to his rich white billionaire parties.
Oh, almost definitely.
He's thinking
California
of Sonoma
and
Napa Valley.
California
it's like every
is
time
full
I go to
of
Beverly
bubbles.
Hills.
Right.
California is very bubbly.
Right. Whenever I'm in Marina Del Rey.
And then this is what he said when they said, okay, again, everyone asked about stopping first because most of the time he's like, oh, I felt it was a bad idea. Like, when did you realize that? Because it only seems like you realized it when you announced you wanted to run for president.
Right.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, nobody asked me. Okay,
right.
Asshole.
Well, why do we have to ask you? That's just my homeboy who didn't know the claim.
So then he goes, the policy we had, I've apologized for because in the end, it turned out we could have done something different. But people want results. I don't think there's anybody in California that doesn't think the objective of bringing down the murder rate, particularly in poor communities, isn't a good idea. So he's still fucking trying to defend it. Like, he almost went there and then was just like, but people wanted results. Oh, so I'm bad because I was trying to bring crime down by harassing black and brown people?
Like, also, it wasn't about murder. It literally was about harassing black people with no probable cause.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, look, everybody hates the blacks, and what better way to get rid of them than stop and frisk?
Like, yeah, do the thing you wish you could do.
Right.
And be like, I bet they have drugs or something. And then, again, like we always said, that whole era only found that many of the white people that they stopped actually had contraband on them or drugs and things like that, more than even the proportionate to the people of color that were stopped.
I can't believe that he still tried to defend any logic behind that.
Like, well, you have to, I think.
I just want Michael Bloomberg to have a rally. You know what, Mikey, pull up to California.
Yeah.
And we need to go beat his ass. I want him to come to a rally, and I want
just throw
to
some
stomp him out.
And they just released their 2020 slogan, Bloomberg 2020, nothing simple, and I already apologize for that. Those seem like I think that's going to sing, man. That's going to work for him.
Yeah, just, I already apologized, bro. What the fuck?
Not too much change.
Oh, you want me to, like, out loud tell people I had a realization about a backwards policy I had as a mayor that was completely fucked up?
And he didn't even have that realization. He was just like, people are mad? Never mind then. It's not like he made any real, you know, discovery
nothing,
as to why it was bad.
Nothing simple is really revealing about, like, how he... That this is an actual problem with how America thinks about billionaires. We're like, well, he's like a billionaire. He must understand the economy. And he's basically being like, nothing simple. Just leave it to me because I get this. I know how to move money. And the thing that billionaires are doing when we let them just like figure shit out on their own and like determine the policies that our country has is they're stealing money from the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they do.
Well, when you looked at that income curve for the top, what is it, 5 or 10% plus working people, how it just went exponentially higher while everyone else's income stayed static.
Yeah.
They're like, no. We're going to fucking drink your whole fucking milkshake.
Yes.
And capitalism has tricked us in this disgusting way where it's like we're fighting amongst each other while we watch billionaires rob us. And then they have the fucking nerve to try to govern us.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing with, like, whenever we talk about minimum wage and you see people who are living paycheck to paycheck, like, who are one medical emergency away from literally being homeless, but they on Twitter talking about, you don't deserve $15 an hour for flipping burgers at McDonald's.
Right.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, paramedics get paid 14. That's not good either.
Exactly. And there's another thing. I think the numbers may be slightly off, but like 44% of full-time employed people are making less than $18,000 a year. Like, so you want to talk about all this employment
40%?
Shit. 40%? Yes. It's something ridiculous.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Like, America's really tricked us into thinking that we're supposed to just work ourselves until we fucking die. And we started in school. What's your dream job? What's the way you want to die on the job?
Right, right.
Little girls and boys?
What type of labor would you like to do when you grow up?
Forklift accident.
Forklift accident.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that's so evocative. I'm just picturing fatal forklift accidents.
Oh, God.
And none of them are pretty.
It's so dark.
Let's talk about the squad, though, because there was a Fox News chyron that makes me... I'm not scared, that's for certain. I almost a little pity. But anyways, it's four white women on a stage sitting down, and it says, in quotes, conservative squad to combat socialism.
Yep. Again, this squad, okay.
Yes, all have blonde hair, except for one.
Except for one.
Well, when you
diversity.
Look at, yeah. Well, when you look at what the squad really is, that they wanted to co-opt, hijack, appropriate of, you know, did you already say who was in the squad?
No, I didn't.
Well, anyway, y'all know. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley.
Right.
And they've been the ones who have been getting a lot of coverage,
right?
Because they've came in on a wave that was much more progressive, liberal than the existing members of Congress. So naturally, the right-wing media has focused on them and sort of like, look at these socialist fucking crusaders.
They're
here
so jealous of them.
Uncle Sam's beard or whatever the fuck they think is going to happen. So now these four brave women have come forward. Jessica Taylor of South Carolina. These are all candidates. No one holds office because, let's face it, they're... Texas,
they're all candidates.
Yeah, Beth Van Dyne and another woman from Minnesota, Michelle Fischbach. They are... Fischbach, you know, they're really trying to be... They're trying to say that, you know, conservatism needs, like, a new face, and that's what they're here to do. And just listen a little bit to, like, what their thinking is around, like, the squad and what the necessity is of this new white squad.
Nancy, why is the squad important to you?
Well, you know, if I look at my life, I got my start as a waitress at Waffle House. I became the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina, 20 years ago. Today, I'm a businesswoman and state lawmaker running for the United States Congress. And this is about our future. This is the American dream. And you see the Democrats, they've taken a sharp left turn under the influence of the socialist squad. And you look at us, and this is socialism versus American values of freedom and job creation. And we all understand up here today that people flourish under freedom. And 2020 next year is pivotal for our country. And, you know, we see so many women across the country right now, Republican women, who are picking up the mantle and want to serve. They say, enough is enough. My kids and my country are worth fighting for. Uh-huh. And that's what this is about, essentially.
Yeah. Because AOC is coming for your kids.
Dude, also...
Also, you just ripped off her whole storyline, sis. Like, yeah. AOC was a waitress, and y'all made fun of her for that.
Right.
Now you go come out here talking about, I was the waitress at the Waffle House.
It's super pathetic because, like, so the progressive populist energy is young, diverse, and feminist, so it makes sense that they have women... Like young women who are the squad.
And they're diverse. There's one, yeah.
Right, and they're diverse. The conservative populist energy is old, white, racists, and misogynists. So, like, this is just them trying to do what the.
Well, just the binary that they were even presenting was sort of like you have the socialist squad, and then you have us, the women who care about American values, and it's like the four white women.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like, we understand what you're trying to say. We get it, okay? There are too many brown people who actually know enough about how governance
works.
Right,
and they're popular.
And they're trying to change things.
They're clapping back on Twitter.
Right.
They're pretty cute.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, where are our cute, popular women? And it's funny because they take the superficial aesthetic of it because they've always been jealous of the mobilization that the squad has had and rebrand it. But what's wild about this is that they're literally just trying to, it's like when Melania Trump took Michelle Obama's speech word for word.
Exactly. That's
it's the exact same thing. It's like, this is working, so we're going to do it, but we're going to do it white.
And not as good and not compelling because it's completely motivated by
but
the
But that has
shit.
Always worked for white people. Like, they vultured off of our culture forever and made it seem original.
The thing that it reminds me of is this whole thing, like the whole copycat thing that the right has to do with the left. Okay, the left, they want to take shots on their late night TV shows. Well, here's our conservative version of a late night TV show that will take shots at them. Like, they want to get together. Like, they want a squad. Then we'll rip off the squad. Like, they just really, it really is just trying to be like, okay, well, we have our version too that's not nearly as compelling and so transparently just fucking, I don't know, it's just desperate.
It truly is. And it's also very, you know what, I think that they don't realize what doesn't work about them isn't that the branding or that they're like not, you know, a squad or whatever.
Yeah.
It's that your values are hate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you make that cute.
They're the ain't shit squad. That's right. Really what it is.
Right.
There's nothing they're saying that's remarkable. Look, you heard how empty everything they said was. I didn't hear anything substantive in terms of
fighting for our kids. What, bitch, what does that mean?
You know, people flourish under freedom.
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What is that? Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing for wage workers? Like, what is your take on healthcare?
Right.
Or people who are like in these post-industrial sections of the country, like trying to figure out how they're going to reboot their economies and things like that.
Right.
It's just, hey, we're here for good old American values. Very right. Nebulous because we don't really have any idea what that should be. We're just saying vote white.
Right.
Also, like if all the people of color just massively decided, like, you know, I don't know, let's leave. Let's go.
Right.
This country would still be in shambles. There would still be a huge class problem. People would still be dying. There still wouldn't be jobs. The opioid crisis would still be killing white people. So, like, I don't know why this fantasy of, like, people who don't look like you are killing you is just still so fucking popular.
Yeah. It's it's that one song that the country loves to play. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, It's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out What's New on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And Harvey Weinstein's back in the news, showing up at a court date, looking like he's playing a character. Like he's like hunched over with a walker, with tennis balls on the walker.
Stop.
Well, that's how you know it's legit.
That's theatrics. I love it.
Yeah, well, you love a scam.
I hate Harvey Weinstein, but I do love theatrics.
You respect the scam.
You have to be objective. You have to look at the scam objectively.
He put tennis balls on that shit. He's trying to act like he poor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Well, what would a rich person with a walker have? Not tennis balls? Is there like a lit version you can buy like that replaces the tennis ball thing?
Or like or just something right. that yeah. something that's not like they have like professional looking stuff that acts like a tennis ball.
That you know like helps you get the glide on a
Yeah,
surface.
That's like having earring backs that are pencil erasers. Right. Like, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? Like
yeah, it's makeshift stuff that you like pull out of the garage because your walker doesn't have the
Do you think
like
he thought tennis balls would invite more pity?
Yeah. Yes. And also probably more of a poverty Luke.
Yes.
Right. But it's like you are a predator millionaire who has no problem like smearing people, ending their careers, harassing them.
Like, we know how much money you have, Harvey Weinstein. How dare you try to show up to court in 18th century rags?
Right.
He's like coughing. He's like,
right. He claims like his back.
Typhoid.
So, first, when he first showed up like this, he was claiming his back has been bothering him. And he did have the good sense not to ask the judge for a massage during the thing. But, the judge increased his bail to $5 million
there
and told
go.
Him he better not let his health get in the way of his January trial. So I do respect
go.
That. But now it looks like he might be like getting like settling for like millions and millions of dollars, like 20 something million dollars with the victims.
Man.
And more power to whatever the victims want to do. But he's not paying that money. That money's coming from the Weinstein company's like bankruptcy settlement.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I mean, I guess the only impactful thing would be jail. I mean, recently, like on Twitter, like a bunch of comedians were kind of going up because he was invited to a comedy show.
Yeah, I saw
where
that
a bunch
in New York.
Of women were. And it was just like, and then he was so upset that everyone was angry and was talking about him on stage. But I'm like, that needs to be the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you're not going to go to actual jail, guess what? We're going to make life jail for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to make jail for you.
Kick your walker out.
Right.
I'm going to
kick them damn tennis balls off that fake ass walker. You know
yeah.
you can walk. And I love that the judge was like, don't let your health get in the
yeah.
way of coming to court.
I just like, I wonder if the judge saw Weinstein was like, this motherfucker. All right,
yeah.
$5 million, man. See you.
Well, like, and Cosby did that with the blindness thing.
Right, he started going blind.
He is blind, but, like, he was...
Well, everyone has to play up an injury. Like, wasn't R. Kelly, has his toe keeps hurting in jail and shit? No, I'm serious.
Is that true?
He needed, like, toe surgery. Like, my toe!
Right. I mean, Weinstein does look like shit. I'd imagine it's stressful, but probably not as stressful as working in an industry lured over by a rapist who might, without warning,
right,
offer to give you everything you've always wanted
your
career in exchange for rape.
About R. Kelly, it was a toe infection, and he lost his toenail, so he had to miss court.
Are you kidding
shit.
Me?
Yep, because he had to wear a surgical boot.
You could definitely go to court in a surgical booth.
No shit, yeah. But again, I mean, this shows you, too, the cowardice of these people who have no problem with their predation and, like, you know, going after people in their public life or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when it's time to be held accountable, it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, everyone, it's the same routine. Everyone has to do it. They pull out all the stops. Let me try and get a sympathy card, pity card, anything.
It's crazy that they think that we would have any sympathy for them.
I know. I think that's what is the most infuriating to most people who look at that image of him with a walker, and you're like, did you think that suddenly an objective person goes, oh, he's in a walker?
You saw that email he sent?
Yeah.
When he first got caught up and he sent an email to his followers and was like, guys, I'm going to sit this one out for a couple months and just get my head right. I'm really going to focus on taking down Trump because people were mad about Trump at that time. And you know, then we're gonna, like, I'll be back and better than ever. Like, I really learned my lesson. Thanks and good night and good luck.
Oh, just
and
like
everyone's
that.
Like, wait, you think that's it? You
also
think you're just gonna get away with it because you sent a slightly apologetic email?
The thing with Weinstein, the thing with all three of these motherfuckers actually is that they encountered, like, litigious processes due to their actions way before they blew up in the Me Too movement. They were paying settlements off to people.
Oh, yeah.
They were being sued. Mm-hmm. They had people coming out and talking about them. So it's crazy to me that they act like this is such a shock. I'm like, you thought if you do anything long enough,
yeah, right,
like, it will catch up to you.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the part, it's like a double-edged sword, because you keep doing something long enough, you begin to think you'll never get caught for it.
Right.
And then it just starts ramping up and building on itself until you have a moment, like a sea change in culture with the Me Too movement. Yeah. And now suddenly, when it used to be like, I used to just be able to, like, fucking pay people off. And
right.
Shut the fuck up. And now it's like, I'm in jail?
Yeah.
With my toe?
Right.
With my toe?
With my toe?
No, sir.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Lacey, that, like, he was so aggressive about finding out, like, he had tentacles everywhere. Just like, are they reporting on that? We got to find a way to kill that. Like, so much of his time
was focused.
There
were people employed.
Yeah.
Like, he had people employed who were just there to clean up his assaults.
Right.
Yes.
To the point where Miramax was like, they were like, okay, well, only three a year, Harvey.
Yeah,
right.
Three a year. Like, you got to chill.
Like, we don't have a budget for this.
Right. Like, when you have to budget in assaulting women, like, that is absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah.
And now he got a bad back, probably trying to go to court and be like, I couldn't have assaulted those women. Look how slow I move with my walker.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, gross.
Yeah. But he knew exactly what he was doing, and he was thinking about it, scheming on it, spending his whole life building an infrastructure so he could do it.
Now he got a metaphorical illness. Yeah, you are spineless.
Kick out that walker.
But that's not a physical thing.
Disney, the company that now is the, are they the only company that makes movies anymore?
I'm pretty sure they own everything.
All of them?
They own me.
Yeah.
I got a back tattoo.
They own
tattoo.
This show.
just up on the shoulder? Like a
Yeah, I got a little Disney back tattoo.
Oh, yeah, an announcement. Next week, the show will be Walt Disney's The Daily Zeitgeist.
The Disney Zeitgeist. So they want to make an Aladdin spinoff.
Off the movie that just came out?
Off the live-action Aladdin. So it came out, seems like it came out a few years ago, but it came out this year, 2019.
It did well, right?
It made over $1 billion at the box office.
That's right.
Cleaned up.
So they're like, okay, this means we can, let's start spinning this off into as many things as we can.
Right. So you think maybe it's the titular character, Aladdin, played by Mina Massad.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And in fact, that dude, he just did an interview. He said, people think, he must have made millions. He must be getting all these offers. It's none of those things. I haven't had a single audition since Aladdin came out. I'm sitting here being like, okay, Aladdin just hit 1 billion. Can I at least get an audition?
Damn.
Will Smith weighed in with his, you know, version of like Scientology, personal spirituality, religion mixture, saying the show business is hard, quote, by design, like the universe, God, whatever you believe. So
wow, what a way to cleverly describe like oppression within an industry.
You gotta.
Oh, it's by design. I mean, that's true though. It's like this racism is by design.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
That's what show business is.
Right.
So
yeah,
the most poorly timed announcement in history, the Hollywood Reporter published an article that Disney was working on an Aladdin spinoff for Disney Plus, all about Prince Anders.
Who the fuck is Prince Anders? I already know that name. That's a Scandinavian person.
That is a Scandinavian person.
He's a very white man.
If you watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, there's that plot with the hot dude. He's basically like plays a hot dude. This dude always plays a hot dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He is like a funny performer. But anyways, he just plays a hapless, like dummy prince.
This
who Jasmine,
photo, I've not seen the film. But just this image of to know that they go, this character needs his own show.
Right.
It sounds like a fucking joke.
He's in the movie briefly. He's added. He's not in the cartoon. He's added to the live action as just a foil for Aladdin. Because Aladdin needs somebody to compete for Jasmine's affection. And like there needs to be like the traditional prince that her father's trying to marry her off to.
Who will she fuck?
The actor is Billy Magnuson. And he just basically, they were like, we want to be in the Billy Magnuson business, brother. You tell us, what do you want? And he said, I don't know, that Andrew's character was fun. Like, maybe there's something there. And Disney was like, greenlit. So they're focusing on the one white character from Aladdin for the future of that franchise.
Where will it take place? Like, in wherever they're from?
That's all they got. They're just like, wow.
The power of those being in those spaces and being a handsome white man, where you literally became a development executive by just saying, hey, that would be cool.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great, man. Let's fire it up.
That's like if the next Black Panther, they were like, ooh, let's make this movie about that one white cop who was in the movie.
Well, yeah.
That bounty hunter. Like, what's up with Andy Serkis?
So our writer.
Wasn't it Andy Serkis?
Yeah, and we still going to call it Black Panther, but it will be about this white man.
Right. It'll be Tim from the British Office, like the CIA character. Let's make it about his travels through Africa.
That's who people really resonated with.
I think that was really one of
what
the driving forces
about the
film. What
the movie was about?
Yeah, I think that really resonated.
JM, our writer, pointed out that this is something that's happening with female-centric movies. Like, there was that Snow White movie, and then they spun it off to be Snow White and the Huntsman. With Chris Hemsworth. The star of Sicario was Emily Blunt, but the sequel, Sicario Day of the Soldado, starred her two male co-stars, and they were talking about kicking Kate Beckinsale out of the Underworld franchise.
Oh my God. I at least want them to be more on the nose with the titles. Like, in the Huntsman, Snow White, I want it to be Snow White Man.
Yeah, right. Snow White Man.
Snow White's Man.
She was a bit like, by a radioactive
man
Snow
savior.
White.
Bad Mom spinoff, Bad Dads is supposedly getting tossed around this town.
Wait, what do you mean? That's just dads.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's just going to be The Hangover.
Right.
With a different title. Like, okay.
Yeah. There's so many movies about bad dads. Right. There's so much advertising. Do you see advertisement in California that's like, take time to be a dad today?
All the time.
Yeah.
I've seen those ads so many times and I was like, damn, men are so trash that we have to do advertisements to tell y'all to love y'all's children.
Yeah. I get kind of in my feelings when I drive down Crenshaw and I see one and I'm like, okay. Like who?
They got them in Franklin Village too, though.
Oh, they have Franklin Village?
They have in the white spots too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the white dads are also bad.
They're not doing too well. Yeah, that's a really. There was another one that was just so simple that just like speaking to your kid can even help. Like even if it's a baby,
right?
It's like, what? Y'all didn't know? Like, okay.
Is it that bad?
I was thinking about like an episode of 90 Day Fiance. This dude, this Russian guy, has a baby, and his wife keeps begging him to talk to the baby. But he's just like, he's always watching an iPad and the baby's just like in a chair and like not being stimulated. And he's like, what am I going to do? The baby's too dumb to learn stuff. Basically was his take. He's like, the baby doesn't know enough. It's like, but you can still talk to your child.
I just need society to do better. Like, I don't want to drive on Sunset Boulevard and see an ad that's like, dads, come home tonight.
Try not to be too drunk.
Yeah.
Just two beers.
Or it's like, you got your pack of cigarettes, didn't you?
Right.
So now it's time,
right. time to
head
go back.
Dad.
Oh, no.
You got the milk.
Yeah. Come back.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on home,
come
Dad.
Come home, Daddy.
Oh, boy.
Well, Lacey, it has been a pleasure, as always, having you.
Yes, I love being here.
Where can people find you, follow you?
Guys, you can find me where you can always find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on Instagram and on Twitter. And guys, listen to my podcast, Scam Goddess, if you love scams. We were Spotify's pick of the year this year. We're one of the picks of the year, so that was super exciting.
Yeah.
And that's Scam Goddess Pod. And that's on all platforms. And if you want to email me some scams that you've retired, that's scamgoddesspod@gmail.com.
And
watch Florida Girls.
Yes.
And I'll be on Better Call Saul in 2020. Look for
what?
Me.
We know. What, I was like, what is she doing in New
and
Mexico?
And I'm back on Single Parents. So look for Sharon. All right. And then
secure the baggage.
The fuck up.
Is the baggage secured in the overhead compartment?
Listen, we're trying to get it.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it. I'm trying to become a rich black billionaire. I'm going to be a good billionaire, though.
Then you can't be a billionaire.
I know, right?
I think that's
look,
impossible.
I'm only going to kill bad people.
Oh,
I'm going to be the Dexter of billionaires.
What do you think the cutoff is at past which you can't have that much money without being like
evil?
Evil.
It depends. Like if you're philanthropic enough or you're actually actively using your influence to consistently create a better world for those less fortunate. I think that's one argument.
Is it like J.K. Rowling's net worth?
I don't know. What is she?
Because she like de-billionaired herself, like giving money away. Yeah.
Oh shit.
All right.
But of course, only women do that.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's just. I think the part. I mean, to get back into it, is it's when you realize that the manner in which you've created your wealth is like if it's purely exploitative, and I don't know how you get to sums that large. Unless you're like making art that is so fucking lit, you can be like,
then you're just
piece.
Money laundering.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a banana taped to a wall at Art Basel that sold for $120,000. Yep. That's drug money, baby.
And then somebody put a Popeye chicken sandwich on it. And then there were wage workers who were protesting outside who taped bananas to themselves. And they're like, y'all are really paying $120,000 for a fucking banana taped to a wall while we're out here trying to be like, can I have a respectable income?
Yo,
it was a really
right.
powerful thing to see like a lot of these people having the bananas taped to themselves.
He also did the 24-karat gold toilet.
Oh,
so
I love
he's
it.
Doing that evocative art. I'm with it. Okay, so here are two tweets that I'm enjoying. One is, the craziest part about Flavor of Love is that the prop...
I just like that we brought up Flavor of Love.
The craziest part about Flavor of Love is that the prize was Flavor Flav.
Damn, fact.
That is very crazy. Straight I was fighting for him. And then this comes back to the last time I was here, guys. We were talking about this. Damn, how much daylight they trying to save? It's dark as a bitch. Like how much daylight they trying to save. It really took me out. Oh,
that
and that was from the infamous Bex. And then the Flavor Flav tweet was from Papaya Yayo Angelou.
Papaya Yayo Angelou. Okay.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yeah, you can find me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, my new show, 420 Day Fiancé, where we talk about my favorite trash show, 90 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra. Very elevated discussion, so the name is not just clever.
Yeah.
So two tweets
oh,
I
so
like.
So you guys get high?
I get lifted.
Lifted. Okay.
Off that gas.
Uh-huh.
Smoking broccoli.
Uh-huh.
Like it's nothing. Okay, so first tweet from Reductress. Tofu is gross, says mom while fisting a turkey's ripped out asshole. And then this is another one from at Kill a Cow. And it's a picture of Dr. Manhattan, John Osterman. It's June 24th, 2011. I'm in a movie theater watching Cars 2. In 10 minutes, I will spill a can of baked beans.
What?
If you watch the show, he's constantly talking in this manner because he experiences time in a much different way simultaneously. And that's, anyway.
Okay.
For anybody who, and I just like the idea of someone bringing baked beans into a movie theater.
Mm.
That is insane.
A couple tweets I've been enjoying. Let's see here. Drill tweeted, Santa, I know this is an odd request, but I believe with a little Christmas magic, anything's possible. I need you to shrink my dick by 2 inches. Pandy Fackler tweeted, Jeremy Irons, but only when Jeremy Wrinkley.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Pixelated Boat tweeted, "Can't wait till the conservative media create their own anti-Greta Thunberg and it's some little dipshit in a bow tie."
He's out here.
And then a riff on a tweet that I already shared about Joe Pesci. At Honker3D tweeted, "In 2001, I was 10. I ran into Joe Pesci at an airport and recognized him from My Cousin Vinny. I scurried up to him and asked him if he was Joe Pesci. He looked nervous for some reason. His forehead was sweating. He handed me a brand new $100 bill and said, 'Don't get on United 93. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding out on?
This is a track from Misled Children, but it's misled. Okay, so I have to go back. There is an artist called Clutchy Hopkins that nobody knew who this person was, if it was a group of people, if it was one producer, one multi-instrumentalist. There was another mixtape by Misled Children, which was basically, I think, a pseudonym for whatever Clutchy Hopkins was. People thought it was the Beastie Boys just playing instruments. Other people thought it was DJ Shadow or DJ Newmark or Cut Chemist. They still don't know to this day. But this track, all the tracks are really vibey instrumental things, sometimes with live instruments, sometimes it could be some samples cut together. But this track is called 10, 10 by Peoples, off the album People's Market from Misled Children.
What number song is it on the album?
10.
All right.
Yeah, that's a clever name.
Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this week. We will be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll miss you.
Later.
We love you.
I miss you.
Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.